This is Lindsay Isaacs, Managing Editor for American City and County, and I'm speaking today with Michael Wilkes, City Manager for Olathe, Kansas, and Susan Sherman, Assistant City Manager. They've been leading a supervisory training program over the last year that aims in part to create a collaborative culture among city departments. Thank you both for your time today.
Mm-hmm. Sure, happy to be here.
Sure.
Well, I wonder if we could just start out and if I could find out, like, why did you set out to improve collaboration among city departments in Olathe?
Let me take a first, I guess I'll go to the first stab. You know, I think, Lindsay, as we face local government today and the challenges that we face, you know, we're certainly in a resource-constrained environment. The issues that we deal with on a regular basis are cross-functional, and, you know, our customers don't really care whose department or whose silo, quote-unquote, this belongs in. They just want issues dealt with effectively. And so I think that's challenges us as local government to get out of our silos, to get out of our little departments, if you will, and deal with those very complex issues really by collaborating and crossing those boundaries and those silos so that we can effectively meet the challenges that our citizens give us.
Right. I think the other thing also that we've seen is that kind of breeds innovation and people's relationships build between departments, and it breeds new thoughts and new ideas.
Absolutely.
So was there a specific issue that came up that made you realize that this is something you wanted to focus on in the city?
Well, no, I don't think so. You know, I think Susan and I, and from a leadership perspective and strategizing about the future, we're not, either one of us we're neither pessimists, but I think we are realistic about the challenges that we face as local government, and I think our two big things that we're talking about over and over with our staff are innovation and collaboration, because we really see those as the answers for how we're going to continue to meet the service demands that are placed on us, because we're not going to get the people that we'd like to have. We're not going to have all the resources that we need for all the stuff that we need, so we're going to have to figure out different ways to deal with and address our problems, and collaboration and innovation are those the ways we're going to get there.
Right. Yep. Susan, was there something you wanted to add there?
No, I think he's nailed it. You know, I don't know that there's anything that we're like, aha, that's the moment. If we don't collaborate, we're going to fail. I think it's just just like you said, you know, the benefits of listening and collaborating are weaved throughout all the things that we're trying to accomplish.
Okay. Well, I wonder, did you think about any factors that were present that maybe prevented departments from collaborating effectively before you started this program?
Well, I think our departments, we have some outstanding departments, and all of them are very proud of what they do and the services they provide, and sometimes that leads to turf building and silos where, you know, I have my stuff and you have your stuff and good luck to you. And again, it doesn't necessarily breed collaboration in that sense. Now, we've had collaboration, and I think every organization has some level of collaboration through their relationships that are built over years throughout an organization. But I think here in Olathe, you know, we were doing so much, rapidly growing city. A lot of people were just focused on what they did and not what other departments were doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, everybody tends to, I think, especially like Susan said, in a very fast-growing environment, which is what we had, everybody is so task-oriented, mm-hmm. And collaboration really takes time. You know, and so we get so focused on the task and accomplishing the task, checking the stuff off the list, that we don't look for those opportunities to collaborate with others.
Right. So I guess it wasn't so much a competitive environment that existed before, but really there just wasn't much focus on collaboration and really spending the time to build those relationships.
you know, we've been doing a citizen survey for about 11 or 12 years now, and our numbers have just now they're just incredibly high, and that's taken us a while to do. But I think going back to what you just said, our focus has been on that customer service. So that's always been a driving factor. So it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't so much competitiveness across departments, but it's just that focus on meeting the needs of the customer, getting those scores up, you know, that's kind of where we were.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, how did you go about trying to encourage effective collaboration among your departments? Where do you start when you're trying to make that sort of change?
Well, I think one of the things that we did was we started at the top with what we call our leadership team, which is all of our department directors and number twos. You know, Susan and I put in each one of their what we call PPDs, their
performance planning document.
Thank you, Susan. Gosh, I called it PPD so much I forgot. We put in their performance planning document that they needed to show us in that year collaborative efforts and collaborative opportunities that they were engaging in with other departments, with other department directors. And so really challenging them, we did the same thing for innovation, but really challenging them saying, look, this is a priority, and this is as much a priority as if you're the police chief making sure that, you know, we're meeting all the crime challenges that we might have or manpower issues or whatever it is. Collaboration with the fire department or collaboration with the budget office or wherever, that's going to be just as important for you. And I think making that a big focus started.
Well, I agree, and some of it was, you know, low-hanging fruit,
yeah.
I guess. You know, there was some collaboration, probably a lot of collaboration going on that we didn't even recognize as such. But once people started talking about it more and saying, well, this is really collaboration, or that
yeah.
is, or everyone across the nation does the NIMS, the National Incident Management System. And again, that's a collaborative effort with some structure to it. But again, we've been able to launch off that and do some things that are collaborative, like our snow removal program and even special events planning.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. Well, were there, how did you get the University of Kansas involved in, how did you try to get them to help you build this culture in the city?
Susan, you might.
Well, I think we had had a supervisory training program that was kind of hit and miss. And so you took a few classes, and once you reached a certain level, then you got your certificate. We weren't doing a great job of tracking those people and kind of pushing them through the system, so not many people were getting their certificate. So a small task force got together and said, you know, let's really review what it is that we're trying to accomplish and make something out of this supervisory training program, because you know that you need that time with your supervisors. So I think, Michael, am I right, that task
mm-hmm.
force kind of came with some recommendations,
yep.
and then they linked up with the University of Kansas to help us flesh out exactly what that would look like.
Right, and, you know, I think in to that respect, we are very, very fortunate that, you know, we're right down the road. We're probably 25 minutes from Lawrence, where the University of Kansas is, has the absolute best nationally ranked city management school in the country. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for us. We have a strong and long-standing partnership with their public affairs and administration department. So it was kind of a natural fit. We've done several things with them in the past. So it's just kind of a natural fit for us to look to when we were looking to redesign, if you will, our supervisory management training program. It was a natural fit for us.
Great.
So.
Okay. Well, what are some collaboration skills that you learned from the training program?
I think one of the things, there are several things that we kind of try to emphasize. You know, one of the things that we do in there is try to emphasize self-awareness, because I think self-awareness is a large part of collaboration, knowing who you are as an individual. So we do a thing called strength deployment inventory, which is a self-awareness skill assessment that has four basic types of personality. So it helps a person kind of understand, okay, this is who I am, and this is how I react towards somebody that's different from me, both as a normal situation and under stress. So that gives them a little bit of help in understanding the interpersonal dynamics that are so important when it comes to collaboration. Because a lot of times, involved in collaboration is the whole, facilitation, negotiation, all those kind of things. You got to find that win-win, and knowing who you are and how you best deal with others is very important in that.
I agree, and I would only add to that as a component of that, you also learn to communicate with people who maybe don't have the same kind of strength deployment inventories as you do. So, you learn different, and what Michael said, that facilitation and negotiation, and again, getting your point across, but also understanding the other person's point of view as
right.
well.
And, there were a lot of other components. That's just one thing.
Sure.
We talked about the stages of team development, which I think has been very effective for us, the whole forming, storming, norming, performing thing. We talked about five dysfunctions, change management strategies, all those kind of things we used as elements of the supervisory training, all of which are important in terms of building our collaborative skill set to move forward.
Right.
Well, is there an example that maybe you could give of how your new collaboration skills have proven useful in the city, maybe to accomplish a certain objective?
Yes. Susan, you might talk about the NIMS thing?
Yeah, I can talk about the NIMS, National Incident Management System. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Everyone is required to take at least some level of course so that you understand the nomenclature and the structure of how we would react in a natural disaster or an emergency situation. But it's not real unless you use it on a regular basis. And so we've taken the NIMS structure and put it to special events. They happen once a month or once every other month, free concert series, the parade, some things like that. And so people get to practice that structure of NIMS on fairly, I wouldn't say simple, but simple events where no one's probably in peril. And maybe that's the best way to practice is to, make it part of what you do every day. But now these people, the employees who have worked in that system, know each other. They have lunch together. They start thinking about other ways that they could use NIMS or that system to help them do their job. And again, every time we do it, we get a little bit better at it. And so last year, we did our snow removal program, redid it, revamped the whole thing, and incorporated the concept of having the fire department, the police department, and our streets department all in a room, trying to figure out what the best way to handle snow removal in Olathe, Kansas was.
Sure.
And it really worked to our benefit. I think, we had a pretty hard winter in terms of snowfall and snow plowing, and we got rave reviews for what we were able to accomplish when we all worked together.
Mm-hmm.
So previously, was it just the streets department that would have made snow planning?
Yeah, and
right.
even actually more bifurcated than that, we had
yeah.
somebody in charge of collectors and arterial streets and one person in charge of subdivision streets. So again,
mm-hmm.
you kind of saw those silos where subdivision streets were treated in a certain way and arterials and collectors were treated a certain way, and when one group was done, they got to go home.
Right.
Well, if you thought that through, you'd want to use the manpower in the subdivisions or vice versa, wherever you needed to get the job done,
right.
instead of just having two kind of different plans.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Well, have you encountered any or very much resistance to the training in the city and this focus on collaboration?
No, I don't think so. I think our people have been very responsive. We pushed, I don't know, about 150 or so supervisors through this training in a 12-month period, and really had, you know, I would say really no resistance. I think our people were excited about it. We got good comments and on a lot of different aspects of the training.
And I think one of the components of that was when the system was set up, the training was set up, we very carefully thought through, okay, it's 3 days,
yeah,
three consecutive days,
yep,
and then you're done. And so while you don't love having 3 days off away from what you do on a day-to-day basis, you could handle that. You
right.
could see the beginning and
measured.
The end. Yes, exactly, Michael, measured so that, you know, you could make that commitment and know that you could get that done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think another thing that was good about it, this is not going to make any sense maybe, but it was collaborative in how we did it. In other words, you know, each session had people from all over the city in it. So there were, if you will, other people feeling the same pain that you were feeling, you know. You know, in terms of, you know, there are other people in there going, wow, 3 days, I'm going to be buried when I get back. But everybody was going through the same thing. So it wasn't just the fire department or just the police department or whatever. And, you know, so and I think that builds that, part of what Bill's shared experiences as they're going through it.
Yep.
Right. Well, can you tell yet whether the culture in the city is changing?
Yeah, you know, I think it's changing. I certainly don't think we're ready to claim victory yet. We don't have a revolution. But, you know, I think one thing that's important to know about, you know, us as an organization is, you know, we've been on kind of what we call a journey of change and a journey towards excellence for probably, you know, 13 to 15 years now, and it is exactly that. It's a journey, and we don't ever get there, and this is a collaboration, innovation. They're just new aspects of the same journey for us. So I think it's a constant changing environment where our people are continuing to adapt and learn and grow. That's one of our values in our organization. And so, yeah, I think we're making change. We're getting there. It's not a revolution, but we're getting there.
Yep, I agree.
Great. Well, what do you expect to achieve? How do you think you will know when you have this collaborative culture established?
Yeah. So that's a great question. I think, let me address first, what do we expect to achieve? Mm-hmm. You know, I'd go back to what I said in the beginning. I think we have to do it to better position ourselves to be effective in responding to the demands of the citizens in the future. So I think, just like Susan talked about, and I think our snow plowing thing for NIMS is probably a perfect example of what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, we were good at snow plowing before, but, you know, we were outstanding in the winter of 2010 to 2011. We had probably more snow than we usually have, mm-hmm, in Kansas City, and got better results from our customers than ever before. And I think it was because we worked together in a way that we had never worked together before. Mm-hmm. And so that's your measuring stick, you know. That's your measuring stick. Are you better equipped to deal with the challenges and the complexity of continuing ever-increasing demands for service when you're not really going to get the resources, but you got to continue to get better at what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the second component of that is it's about buy-in, and that's really, I think, part of what's very important for us is, you know, from a leadership perspective, you've got to have your supervisors with you. you have to have them buying into what you're selling, so to speak, from a leadership perspective, because they're on the front lines, and they're either going to help bring your frontline employees up to the expectations that you're trying to project on the organization, or they're not. And so I think having them understand why collaboration is important, why we think it's important, why we think innovation is important, you know, why knowing who you are as a person is important, why, you know, five dysfunctions of a team is important, why values are important, why vision is important. Those are all things that I think help push us to a better place as an organization in terms of performance.
Perfect, perfect answer.
Well, I wonder, would you have any recommendations for other cities about how they might be able to foster collaboration in their organizations?
Well, I think, you know, we, like Michael said just a minute ago, we've been on a journey. And I think every city, municipality, agency has to find their own path, find their own journey. And what works for Olathe, Kansas can certainly be adapted and used elsewhere, but I think we found here that, you know, we customize it a little bit for our culture and for what our people, you know, need and want and want to see and what our city council wants to see our community to be. You know, I think, you know, definitely we looked at different elements from other cities and tried to pull in the things that we thought would work best in Olathe and put together the package here that helps our team collaborate better.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would say, like Susan said a while ago, low-hanging fruit. You know, I think you got to look for the opportunities. You have to look for where's your low-hanging fruit, where's an opportunity for us to jump in, if you will, and make a difference here and start building success, because that's really what you got to do. You got to build some successes and some wins that accumulate over time. And the low-hanging fruit, those opportunities are tremendously important for you.
Great. Well, I have run through all of my questions. Was there anything I didn't ask about your collaborative training program or just collaborative leadership in general that you think other cities would be interested to know from your experience?
I think the one thing that we didn't say, Michael, was the first thing to do is jump in and try something.
Right, yeah.
You know, take a little risk or try something you haven't done before and be willing to try something and hope it is successful. But if it isn't, certainly learn from that and try again and try again and try again.
Yeah. I agree with what Susan said. I think if there's anything, and I think this is hard for local governments, but if there's anything that I think we've learned over our years of working in this type stuff is, you know, flexibility and adaptability, you know, are both very, very important. Like Susan said, we've tried a lot of things, some of which have been successful, others of which we've said, okay, that horse is dead, we got to shoot it and get off.
That was your idea.
Yeah, those are generally my ideas.
So being flexible and adaptable and just trying to make something happen and see how
it goes. But by all means, like she said, you got to jump in. You know, it's like the deep water. You know, you got at some point in time, you just got to say, we're going. We're going to do this. Let's jump in and go.
Yeah. And how much risk is there really in trying to collaborate with somebody? I mean, cooperation and...
Well, you know, I think... It's fun. That's a very interesting question, but I don't think it's quite as simple as one might think, because I think there is a lot of the culture in most local governments that say it's a much safer place for me to be just in my silo doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
Than worrying about having to talk to Joe over there and try to figure out ways that we can work together and do this better.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I think especially, Lindsay, when you go outside of your organization to collaborate with another agency or county or city or park district, you know, that is difficult. You find more resistance there when you think, well, we're just all going to work together. This is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But the risk of failure really does paralyze some people.
Right, absolutely.
Huh.
That's absolutely true.
Great. Well, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for talking to us about your collaborative initiative. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.